Psalm 8, 8th Psalm. This is the reading of God's Word. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It clearly shows us Jesus Christ and how beautiful he is to us. Oh Father, through your word, let us meet your Son, Jesus Christ. And through your word, let us have fellowship with him. Let us have the sweet fellowship of heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ as we hear your word. Tell us, Father, in your loving voice through your word, what your Son, Jesus Christ, has done and accomplished for us, so that we may be happy, fully knowing the grace that you have poured out to us through your Son. Let us rejoice in our salvation and give you all the glory. Receive much glory from your people who are gathered to worship you, to hear your word. Bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How magnificent, how excellent, how great, how beautiful is your name in all the earth. God's glory is shining through all creation. They praise the glory of God, but they are not able to shine the full glory of God. Even the heaven cannot fully shine the glory of God. God's glory is shining above the heavens. No matter where we look, God's glory is seen if you see it with faith. Psalm 19, verse 1 through 4b, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. There is no speech, nor are there words Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. All God's creation is declaring the work of God's hands. They are telling the glory of God. And once you see that glory, God's glory, you too will burst out with this praise. How majestic is your name in all the earth. God's people praise God now and forever. Everything in this universe and all other universes happens according to God's will and God's plan. Even an ant is fed by God and live according to God's will. Matthew chapter 10 verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. All the stars in the universe turn in perfect harmony. All declare the works of God's hands. Verse 2 says, from the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. Through infants and nursing babies, God silences the adversaries, the enemy, and the revengeful. The opposite of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 and 28. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen. The things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are. And verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, when I consider all of the creation, when I think about these things, when I contemplate on these things, verse 4, what is man? When he considered all the creation, he understands how man is so small. He is nothing. He is like a dust. The Bible and the science agree that there are as many grains of sand on this earth as the stars in the universes. You could go to the beach and scoop up a handful of sand and just trying to count how many grains of sand that your hands can scoop up. There are as many stars as the grains of sand on this earth. And the earth is not even a star. Sun is a star. But Earth is that little thing that goes around the sun. It is smaller than a grain of sand if we compare it to the whole universe. And all of us, all 6 billion of us, live on that little thing, which is called Earth. What is man? When you consider God and all of His creation, when you contemplate on how big God is, you will also ask this question. What is man? Psalm 144. I'll give you a few verses. You don't have to go there, but just listen then. But you could go if you want. Psalm 144, verse 3 and 4. O Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a mere breath. His days are like a passing shadow. What is man? He is like a mere breath. Passing shadow. Psalm 62, verse 9. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. What is man? In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than breath. Man is a lie. We're not saying man lies. Of course man lies, but man is a lie. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6 says, a voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass. And all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fades. Job chapter 7. Verse 17 and 18. What is man that you magnify him? And that you are concerned about him, that you examine him every morning and try him every moment. Chapter 25 of Job, verse 6. How much less man, that maggot, and the son of man, that worm. What is man? How would you answer that question? Who are you as a man? So this psalmist, when he considers the creation of God and how big he is, he asked this question, what is man? Verse 4, that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him. And I want you, all of you, to really think about this too. That if you understand how nothing you are apart from Christ, to truly understand as a sinner what you are. God compares a man with maggot, worm. But he is amazed. What is man that God takes thought of him and the Son of Man that God cares for him. And if we read from verse 5, yet you have made him a little lower than God, or little lower than angels. And you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the path of the seas. God has made the man as the preeminent glory of the all creation. God has made the man as the king over all the creation. God has crowned the man with glory and majesty. God has made him in his image. Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God has made the man as his sons, his son, and gave him the authority to rule over all creation. All creation is made for man. As the King David understands, he bursts into this praise. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The grace of God and the blessings of God that the man has received, they are perfectly revealed in the New Testament. Do you want to know how blessed a man is? If you want to know how blessed a man is, just look at Jesus Christ, because he is the man. The man in this psalm is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the man. And in him, all of his people are this man in this psalm. But Jesus Christ, this is his son. Matthew 21, let us go there together. Matthew 21. Let me read from verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him, came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant and said to him, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read? Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself. The Psalm 8 is being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is the Jehovah, our Lord. Yes, God has come to us. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 says, "For he did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking. But one has testified somewhere," well, that somewhere is Psalm 8, "saying, what is man, that you remember him, or the son of man, that you are concerned about him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet." Now, exactly what we read in Psalm 8. But let's continue. "For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we do see him," Jesus Christ, "who was made for a little while lower than the angels," namely Jesus, "because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I will sing your praise." So you understand fully, the man in Psalm 8 is Jesus Christ. He was made for a little while lower than angel. And because of the sufferings that he went through, suffering of death, he was crowned with glory and honor. And God has put everything under his feet. He is the fulfillment of Psalm 8. God has put all things in subjection under Jesus' feet. The first Adam, of course, he was a type Christ, but he could not fulfill. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me just read to you. Verse 25. "For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who put all things in subjection to him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all." And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22, "And God put all things in subjection under his feet, Jesus Christ, and gave him as head over all things to the church." But remember, Psalm is Jesus' psalm. But because it is Jesus' psalm, it is also your psalm. It is our story. In Jesus Christ, we have the same glory. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 tells us that we will be like Jesus Christ as we see Him when He comes back to gather us into His glorious kingdom. In heaven, we will reign with Him as the kings of heaven forever and ever. Actually, Psalm 8 is perfectly fulfilled in Jesus Christ, but it is also perfectly fulfilled in heaven. And I invite you to read the psalm in terms of our heavenly reality that our Lord has perfectly accomplished. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Meaning, new earth. Who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. Yes, it's completely ceased in heaven. And even babies, everything in heaven will praise our God. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have obtained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than angels, God, or little while lower than angels or God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. This is also your story. In heaven, you are the kings who will reign over everything in that new earth and new heavens. And you and I too were made for a little while lower than the angels. Hebrews chapter 1, let us go there together. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 14. Are they not, meaning angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Who are angels? They are our servants. They are our servants. And it is sometimes very funny to me that some people are bragging about seeing angels as they live their lives here. So why is it so exciting to see your servants? I do not know. It's like plantation owner telling other plantation owner excited about seeing their own servant. You have to understand the blessings that you have received from God. What is man? What is man that God would bless? Man. That God loves man. What is man? The perfect answer is found only in Jesus Christ. The man, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God. What is man? Well, in Jesus Christ, man is the Son of God, the citizen of his kingdom. Apart from Jesus Christ, what is man? And in Jesus Christ, what is man? Brothers and sisters, you have been invited by God to come to His table and have communion with Him. Jesus, our God, did not die for angels, but He died for you and for me. What is man that he's mindful of him and that he cares for him? This grace puzzles even the angels. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1. Verse 12. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. These content of gospel things into which angels long to look. Yes, to even angels this is amazing. Why would God do all this for man? What is man? And even angels will forever look into these things. Even as forever in heaven through the church, the gospel will be preached. Not the gospel is preached so that people will hear and be saved, but proclaiming what Christ has done for us. Do you remember Ephesians chapter 3? Verse 10, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. So the church will make known, even to angels, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the blessings that man has received. What is man that God takes thought of him, and the Son of Man that God cares for him? Yes, it is amazing. Amazing grace. So maybe when you go home, read Psalm 8 in terms of Jesus Christ. But don't ever forget to read it in terms of who you are and what has happened to you. And when we contemplate on these things, when we consider these things, we cannot but to praise our God, joining King David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic, how magnificent, how excellent, how great, how beautiful is your name in all the earth. Come to the table praising God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. What is man that you care for us, that you love us? But when we see our Lord Jesus Christ, it all makes sense. Yes, Lord, you love your Son, Jesus Christ. That you care for him. And in him, you care for us. You care for us because we are the image of your Son. Recreated in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring glory and honor to you now and forever. Let us praise you now and forever. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Pray all this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.